Do you want to find out how to multiply the message? Find out next on Principles and Policies. Hello, this is Chuck Michaelis. I'm the Executive Director of Camp American and the Vice Chairman of the Institute for Principal Policy. And my usual co-host today, Barry Sheets, is not with us. He's doing his duty for his church, so he is busy. And we have a very long presentation today, so I'm actually going to go right to it. This is a presentation from Camp American in 2014. This is an example of a class you would get there. This is Jake McCauley, who works for the Institute on the Constitution. We'll put up a link to that and to him personally. And know that this presentation is available as a video. Again, Jake McCauley from the Institute on the Constitution on how to multiply the message.
How's everybody doing? My name's Jake. I'm the only adult here with tattoos. Am I? I think I am. David Whitney's the only one with a sword. I'm sure the rest of them have guns, so we're pretty safe here. Minus the tattoos part. Anyways, my name is Jake McCauley. I work for the Institute on the Constitution. And you guys have all heard that. David Whitney is the senior instructor there. So some of the stuff that he teaches and has taught, I've been a student of. By way of that, I just want to get ripping into this because I've got quite a bit to share with you guys. And the importance of this, I want you guys to take this away. Oftentimes we ask the question, so what can we do? Some of you have even asked that question thus far. You've heard a lot of knowledge. You've got a lot of input. And that's great. It's important to do that. You're dangerous people now, but you're not really dangerous until you do something. See, in China, they have a freedom of religion. Did you know that? In Muslim countries, there's freedom of religion as well. The only problem is they don't have the freedom to practice that religion. So free exercise thereof in the First Amendment means something in the United States of America, but you all have no clue what it means outside of here, do you? How many people have been outside of the country? How many people in here grew up not a Christian? Okay, so a couple of the counselors. But most of the youth here, you guys see, you don't understand what you have. I'm going to be a little rough on you today because I think you're spoiled and I think you don't understand the gifts that you have. And you know why I'm saying that to you? Because I was the same way. Yes, sir. Awesome. Voice of the Martyrs. That's very good. I still think you're spoiled. I know you're spoiled, as a matter of fact. I need some volunteers here. As you guys can all see, the American view is what we present. There is a God. Our rights come from Him. The purpose of government is to protect those rights. We have a Facebook, we have a Twitter, and we have a YouTube, and we have a website. So if you want to get up with us, I'm going to be posting pictures. I've already done that here because we've got a hot spot. Woohoo! I've been posting while speakers have been speaking. I want to know who's got game here. Who's the three smartest people here? Let's see. I'm going to pick one counselor. So I'm going to pick Ricky Pepin just because I know her and I can pick on her and she won't be mad at me. Come on up, Ricky. I need the smartest camper student here. Okay, come on up, buddy. There we go. Prideful, too. That's great. Come on up. I need number three. I need the wisest, most intelligent. David, who are you sitting next to? Tom, can you come on up here? We're gonna educate. We're gonna see how educated we really are. So our first guest, normally I walk over there and I get the microphone to person. Do you have the handheld, as a matter of fact? Perfect. Can we give that to our contestants? So here is our first contestant. But really quick, I know we've already prayed today, but I want to pray because, guys, I need desperate help. You know how the Bible says that God chose the foolish things of the world? I am a serious fool, and I'll remain that way unless Christ gives me His anointing. So, Lord, I thank You for Your anointing today. Father, You know the reason that we're here, and my only purpose of existence is to bring You glory. So I pray that I do this morning, and I thank You that You impart spiritual seed that shall not be uprooted, shall not be taken away, and produces fruit 100-fold, Father, for that is Your promise to Your seed that will not return void. I thank You in Jesus' name You raise leaders. I thank You, Father, that You turn our hearts, our minds, and our actions from darkness to light, from the power of sin to the power of Christ, granting repentance and sincerity, Father, but victory as the psalmist prayed and begged You for and received on a daily basis in Jesus' name. Thank You that we are King David's, Father, for we're facing Goliath, and we need Your Holy Ghost to direct our rocks, Father, as we sling them at his head. And then, Father, I thank You for the grace to take His own sword and chop His own head off, Father, that the armies of Israel would reign again in this nation, Father, to bring You glory. For that is our purpose. Amen. Okay, do you got game? Do you got game, Ricky?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, that's all right. Does anybody here understand? Does she got game? Does she got game? That means, do you got it going on? Are you smart? Can you read for me the phrase in the box right there out loud?
The whole thing?
Yes, ma'am.
finished files are the result of years of scientific study combined with the experience of years.
Way to go. She did all that with a public school education?
Okay.
Did you do that?
I did.
Nice work. Okay, give her a hand. Come on. This is a game show now. We're having a little fun. How many F's are in that box? Now, you all can count them, but don't say it out loud. Okay, this is Ricky's question. How many F's are in that box?
Six.
How many of you saw three? How many saw four? How many saw five? How many saw six? How many didn't see any? Okay, because some of you didn't raise your hand, so what's the deal here? How many did you see? F's? How many F's? There's actually six. Finished files are the results of. See, we missed the of's, don't we? It's really easy to go over the top of those. Scientific study combined with the experience of years. So we got six F's there. And Ricky did it. Give her a hand. Let's give the mic to Tom next. All right, Tom, you got to face everybody. You can have a seat, Ricky. Thank you. Tom, you got to face everybody. How many of each animal did Moses bring on the ark with him?
He brought two.
Two. I remember that story differently. See, Moses didn't need an ark. He just split the sea. It was Noah that had the ark. He didn't bring any animals. Quit looking at the screen. Number two, is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? If it is, you got to give me an example.
End it with the? No.
You just did it.
Just did, yes.
Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? All right, I need some smiles here. I know you haven't been sleeping much. Does anybody need coffee? I'm drinking some. It is. We just did. It's right on the board here. What is the name of the raised print, Tom, that deaf people use? The raised print.
Braille.
Braille. Anybody? Deaf people can read. It's blind people that use Braille. So there is no raised print for deaf people, okay? Okay. Now, I know we're in Indiana. I live in D.C., but I'm from Minnesota.
I don't
want to
play
tell?
Anymore.
Where are you from, Tom?
Ohio, Viber.
Ohio, okay. Yeah. Well, let's just talk Ohioan, okay? Is it more proper to say egg yolks is white or egg yolks are white?
Well, we say egg yolks are white.
You do? See, egg yolks are actually, what color are egg yolks? Yellow, that's right, they're yellow. Okay. But he lives in Ohio, so I don't know.
I was on an airplane all day yesterday. It was thin air.
Good for you. Let's give him a hand. Come on, let's encourage him. He can get at least one of these, can't he? I mean, after all, he's going to be talking to you. Spell the word shop out loud.
Say that again.
Shop. Spell the word shop. It's right on the board here. There you go. One more time.
S-H-O-P.
What do you do to green light you?
S-T-O-P. No.
Don't drive behind him. You're going to... Newark? You go through the reds.
That's the only way to get around the square.
Hey, can we give him a hand? He did a great job. Thank you. That's all, I promise. Thank you, Tom. All right, now we're waking up, right? We're getting smarter here. I just saw on Facebook, I was posting some stuff a second ago and said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, except for a bear. That'll kill you. Read the words in the triangle out loud. What's your name, man?
Steven.
Steven is my name. I'm the most wanted man on my island. Only I'm not on my island. What's the pity? Nobody saw Braveheart here? Okay, a little bit of you. There's some parts there you fast forward through. It's unrealistic, didn't happen. It was old Hollywood. But William Wallace was a real man, loved God. His favorite book was the Book of Psalms. And there was a Judas in his life that killed him. But thank God. There's so much history to that, but let's stop. Okay, read out loud the phrases in the triangles for me.
Paris in the spring, bird in the hand, once in a lifetime.
Is that what it says, guys? No? What does it say? Read it one more time. Just give it a try. Try a little harder. Because you told me you're smart. And I want to believe you.
Paris in the spring.
You said it a little slower, but you didn't change what you said. It's kind of like the government. Say it a different way. What comes after in?
The.
What comes after before spring?
Whoa. Okay.
Nice. Go ahead, tell me it. What does it say?
It says the
before spring. So read the phrases.
Paris in the spring.
That's right. What's the next one say?
Bird in the hand.
What's the next one say?
Once in a life.
Nice job. Give me a hand. Can I have that microphone?
Do you mind if I use this one?
so I can walk a little bit? Is that okay? Yeah. I'm just going to cut this one for right now. No, this is fine. I like Holden. Okay, so our founding fathers, in the beginning of the Constitution, the preamble, it says to what? To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Now, my boys are in here. One of them has a coonskin cap. That's Joshua. One of them over here is Dominic. And one over here is Micah. And I also have a daughter. She didn't come camping. She's a strange daughter. She would have rather come camping than paint her nails with mom. But it's mom and dad time right there. That was a joke. Okay. So I'm doing this for my posterity too. But if it wasn't for, and I want to keep reiterating this, guys, because the most important thing to my life is not the Constitution. It's not the Bill of Rights. It's not a free nation. The most important thing in my life is to make sure that Christ gets the crown that he put on me. Without Christ, I wouldn't be married. I was a no good loser. I would have never showed up in a camp like this. I was kicked out of high school when I was a senior. I did everything bad there was to do because that's what I wanted to do. And God has a very big boot. He has a loving foot. And he jammed this sucker right up my hind parts when I was 17. And he showed me my sin before him. See, the easy thing is, and this is why I say you're spoiled, because you are, and I'm not saying that in a negative connotation, but for you guys to hear the things that you're hearing, even at this camp, for 3 days, 5 days, whatever it is, it's more than I heard all the time growing up. Now, I had great parents. It wasn't terrible, but I had never heard this stuff. And I tell you what, if I could go back to high school, which is what I'm starting now, is high school clubs all across the nation, because I want you guys to do the same thing. I was rebellious for the wrong reasons. I want you to be rebellious for the right reasons. How many of you guys like getting in trouble in here? Then you're not like your Savior. Every single day, he woke up, he prayed, he went out, and what did he do? He got in trouble, didn't he? He got in so much trouble, it got him killed. How many people want to be killed here? I don't. I definitely don't. He wants to be a martyr. That time may come, brother. It might come. In your nation right now, we need troublemakers, don't we? See, is it wrong in society anymore to cheat on your husband or your wife, commit adultery? Is it? Is it wrong in a public school to be a Buddhist, a Hindu, a queer, or, you know, well, that's what they call themselves, homosexual? Excuse me. I don't want any trouble. I've witnessed too many homosexuals. I go to gay parades, guys. As I said, my life is the gospel, and I pass out tracts, and I've gotten a lot of trouble from them. Is that normal today? Then what is abnormal? To sit in a public school and read your Bible when the teacher asks a question or you write a report to write on Christianity, the impact of Christ in your life, that's weird now. That's abnormal. You get in trouble for those things. You guys realize that? Now, do you get in trouble at your home school when you sit down and you read your Bible? When you pray before you start school? See, there's kids all around you. It's real easy to get into a bubble. Some of you might be in this bubble right now, and I want to challenge you. There's kids in schools every single day that don't have a clue as to what you have. Guess what Christ said to you then? You're to go out and to make disciples. See, you're responsible for them. Anybody ever heard of the watchman on the wall? It's in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a prophet. And he said the watchman's job is to stay awake at night on top of the wall. Why does he have to stay awake at night? Can anybody tell me? Why does the watchman stay awake at night? What's that? To spot invaders, right? See, that's your job. You're a watchman. God has called you to be that, bro. You're on the wall. You can fall asleep. You can see the invaders. You can say, hey, I know what the federal government's doing right now. They're tyrannizing us. Look at this. The Constitution says this, 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 this. But if you don't tell your neighbor, guess what? It does not matter. We can all perish in this building. Unless we've reached the loss, nobody's going to care, and our knowledge will perish with us. It's not about what we learn here. It's about where we take it to. You got it? But we got to learn first. So this is important. But I'm saying it's only a step. You can go buy a car, fill it up with gas, wash it, and wax it. But if you don't drive it, is that car worth anything to you? So we've got to take our car to the world. Now, the purpose of civil government, everybody say this with me. There is a God. I've stressed him quite a bit. He is the Savior of my life. If we don't have that start, if we don't start from that starting point, nothing you do is going to matter. Number two, our rights come from him. Let's say it. Okay, so our rights are God-given rights, right? I love going to the Capitol on National Atheist Day. It's April 1st. You guys know that day? They go there and they say, well, it's the day of atheism. It's the freedom to not believe in God. And I say to them, right over there behind up in the Supreme Court, there's a picture of Moses getting the Ten Commandments from who is that again?
Well, God.
Yeah. Okay, so where do our rights come from, sir?
The Constitution.
The Constitution's very clear and explains where our rights come from. Where do our rights come from?
The people?
No. Because if we trust people for our rights, they can take them away, right? Where do our rights come from? See, each one of you should be able to engage in this type of dialogue and stand up to your adversaries. I have
I've done street preaching. I've done a whole bunch of stuff. Most people are very shallow. They can contend one thing at you, like separation of church and state. You ask them the question, what does that mean? You can't pray in schools. And then you explain to them just one level. See, it's one level, one degree into this argument, and they're at a loss. I didn't know that. We have God-given rights. It says in the Declaration of Independence. And the purpose of government, what does it say? The purpose of civil government is to what? Secure our God-given rights. That's why they get swords. That's why they get guns. Not to put us into bondage, but to protect our rights. So let's say it again. There is a God. Our rights come from Him. The purpose of civil government is to secure our God-given rights. You guys are radical. You know what you just said? Government doesn't give rights, do they? Who gives rights? God. And that's why I love God so much. And I love my Savior, Jesus Christ, because He bled and died and shed His blood when I was a rotten person. You know what's more stinky to the Lord than all the sin that I did? Self-righteousness. Somebody who had never done drugs like I did, never had sex outside of marriage like I did, never done all these wicked, bad things, stealing, theft, disobeying my parents, taking the Lord's name in vain on a daily basis. What's worse than that is self-righteousness. The person who's so smart, attends church every day, has all the knowledge in the world, stays out of problems, never gets in trouble, doesn't swear, but yet he thinks he doesn't need his Savior. A person who needs a Savior is desperate for a Savior all the time. I challenge you to be that person. You're going to get in trouble a lot. I go on tour quite a bit with Michael, my boss, and we go into schools. We go into public schools or we go into school. I just taught the Constitution, our course, to a group of 7th through 12th graders. And we have people following us every single day trying to figure out where we are so that they can try to sabotage it. Get this. I posted a picture and a video. It was a great video. Michael was explaining separation of church and state to a classroom about this size. And I said, we're at a school in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know what these crazy bloggers did? See, this is where it gets fun, guys. You get the challenge. You get in the war. You're actually fighting here. These crazy bloggers called up every single school in Grand Rapids. Every single one. Where are they? Where are they? See, that's what the devil does. He trembles when you get on the path of righteousness. He loves you when you're smart. He loves you when you don't get in any trouble. He loves you if you're homeschooled, as long as you don't do anything. He loves you. Because you're on his side there. You're not doing anything. Is darkness greater than light? No. See, all he's got is darkness. Hide you. Keep your light under. So they went to all of these and they would send the videos. Is this picture taken in your school? Hey, I heard you had such and such in your school. Every single day. They're tracking us down trying to figure out where we're at. Unfortunately, they probably don't care that we're here today because they know that we're all of one mind. They don't chase us when we go to tea parties because they know what they're going to get. But once we start getting into those government schools, once we start influencing younger people and even Christian schools, guess what happens? That's their turf, isn't it? And where does God call us? To the battle or to sleep? Where does He call us, man? To battle. That's right. How many of you guys like action-adventure movies, Marvel, comics? I've got a document I've started. Every single Marvel superhero, do you know where they got their powers? See, it's a mockery. It's an imitation. They take them from Christ. Christ walked on water. Christ, God controls the lightning, not Thor. Right? How about Superman? He died and rose again. Gee, who did that? Who healed the sick and the lame? Who ascended into heaven? In other words, he flew. See, they copy all of this stuff. See, you guys just got to get a hold of the real Christ, not the religious Christ. In the name of God, amen. Mayflower Compact. This is a little bit of history, and I'm not a great historian. Remember, I'm a fool. Never went to college, kicked out of high school as a senior. Sorry, guys. I wish I could give you my degrees and my diplomas and my eloquence, but I can't do that. I can only give you my Christ. And I find him everywhere, because I started getting in trouble going to public school, sharing my testimony. All of a sudden, the homosexuals are coming after me. I'm like, I'm not even talking about you. But I was talking about Christ. And guess what Christ is? He's a big old light. And when you go into high schools and things like that, that light starts to shine. They start to get very paranoid and afraid. So I went and started studying history saying, wait a minute, what I'm doing can't be wrong. It's got to be right. And I found it. Having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, the Mayflower Compact. They made it on the Mayflower before they set foot on the United States of America. Our country is very special and given to us by God. And it started right in the beginning. Now, law is the foundation of society. Everybody say that with me. Law, foundation of society. Now everybody stand up for me for a second. Here's the question. Where does law come from? What does the next phrase say? Why wouldn't they want the Bible in public schools? I use public schools. I'm going to beat public schools to death because, honestly, that's where they're flipping out all of these. Lenin called them useful idiots. And what I mean by that is I don't denigrate anybody. I was one of those. I was useful because I just didn't know. I was like the Matrix. Don't watch it. But anyways, the point is you've got these zombies in society that are producing resources to be used by the... Anyways, biblical truth. That is your weapon. Me and my son are reading a book right now. The Bible actually turns into a sword and you fight with it. How do you fight with it? It's a different warfare. We don't fight with blood and guts. But if we can get a hold of biblical truth, we can see what real law is. And if law is the foundation of our society, then we can uphold those laws. Go ahead and have a seat. God is above all the earth. How many branches of government do we have in our country? Three branches of government. What are they? Say it again. Legislative, executive, and judicial. Do you think Jesus looked for trouble, guys? He just shined his light really bright, didn't he? As a matter of fact, when he went into Israel, he wept over it. He said, you're fighting against me. I'm trying to save you. That's real. I'm not telling you to be rebellious just for the sake of being rebellious. But you'll find when the Spirit is really working in your life, it'll come, won't it? Won't it come? It absolutely will. And when it comes, you can't be afraid. You can't deter. I had a college student just recently. Trouble came. We went and spoke to his class. Great presentation. And here it comes. We're racist. There's black people in the class that we talked to. And the student was terrified at a Christian college. Terrified. And I just wanted to grab him and shake him and say, quit being a punk. Are you kidding? Come on. Stand. Ignore what they say. There's a gentleman speaking here yesterday. He said they're going to call you names. They will. How many of you have been called names in here? All right, all right. If you haven't been, you got to do something more. And what I'm saying by that is, again, I'm not telling you to be... Be Christ. Let Christ be in you. You'll get called the names. And when you take that, you can gladly turn the other cheek and keep pressing forward. And that irritates them the worst when you don't engage with them head on. But in the Bible, it says in Isaiah 33:22, for the Lord is our judge. What would that represent? I'm just showing you that our founders got this idea and the concept for everything we have straight from the Bible. He's our judge. There's our judicial branch. The Lord is our lawgiver. There's our legislative branch. The Lord is our king. There's our executive branch. He will save us. People need government control. Just a side story. I was at a conference once. They asked me to do the youth panel. And so it started getting, like I said, trouble follows me. It started getting into pandemonium. These people were asking questions and aiming at the youth, and the adults were upset with the youth. The youth were upset with the adults and started going crazy. And I said, stop! And it was kind of a conservative convention, like a Tea Party type of thing. I said, I'm going to pray. Everybody looked at me like, huh? See, that was foreign to them. Tea Party is going to fail unless Christ is on the head. So I prayed after that, just like Benjamin Franklin did when the Congressional Convention started to break into turmoil and they weren't going to come up with a consensus. He called us to prayer. And then it maintained the unity. And the reason I bring that up is because sometimes you'll get that wild look, but be radical like that. Step up and do it. People need government control, don't we? Because not everybody's a Christian. Some people like to break the laws. Some people are, for a variety of different reasons. But either that control will come from within. It's called self-government. Everybody say self-government. Take a finger, point it up in the air, and point it to yourself. I control my actions. I control my behaviors. Whose job is that? Mine. Say it. I'm directly accountable to my God first. And then I may be directly accountable to my fellow man. So let's point up. God first. Fellow man. That goes out. Either I will control myself, or it will come from without. Now, this criminal goes and shoplifts. He doesn't control himself. What happens? He gets apprehended by a police officer. With a sweet Glock, and he points it at his head. Why? Because he needs to be apprehended. Now, let's just pretend that's a good police officer for the demonstration. When you give government a power, you give up a liberty. It's like a sliding scale here. Madison said every word in the Constitution, it depends upon either liberty or power. If I give up, as an example, everybody's heard of the TSA, right? I cannot stand the TSA. How many of you have been through a TSA line? Absolutely. The Fourth Amendment is being violated. But we want protection, right? What did we have to give up to get that protection? Liberty. So what did we exchange? Are we any more free now that the TSA is at the airports? Have they stopped any terrorist attacks? Well, in theory, right? Just like, we've saved millions of jobs. How do you know that? You guys ever think about that? We've prevented millions of terrorist attacks. How? There's no evidence of it. Well, just by being there. I can guarantee you, Porky, when you stand there, you don't scare any person. I'm sorry, that was a little off color, but it's true. Sometimes when you look at these guys, it's like, okay, you couldn't get a job anywhere else, could you? Purpose of government, Romans 13:4. For he is the what? Listen to this, guys. This makes you so dangerous. The Bible says that the government is a minister. What is a minister? When I say minister, what do you think of? The preacher, right? With the clerical collar on, he preaches the Bible. No, God says that he's a minister, the one who preaches the word, administers the sacraments. He's a minister, but a minister is also a government agency. It is a holy, sacred work for you to serve in public office. Did you know that? It's holy and sacred. You're directly accountable to God. Romans 13 tells you that. Because many people say, well, Romans 13, you got to obey all the powers. Well, first of all, you don't obey satanic powers, do you? No, you obey godly powers. How do we know? Because law is the foundation of society. Biblical truth is what tells us which law is good and which one isn't. He bears the sword. David Whitney had the sword. I love that sword. That sword is not in vain, but who is it? He is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth what? Evil. Have you guys ever heard of a martyr? You said you watch Voice of the Martyrs, right? My kids got all those videos. You subscribe to it, you get their stuff. It's great to read that stuff because that's what's really going on in most of the world. See, we're protected here, we're spoiled, we're in America. But he's a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. When you do good and people execute wrath upon you, they're directly accountable to God for that, and it's redemptive. Martin Luther King Jr., some people like him, some people don't like him. I happen to admire the man, and I've met lots of his friends. Now, the movement where it's gone right now is absolutely atrocity. It's atrocious. It's like taking the blood and doing, just like we've done with the blood of Christ, when you take it and then you do the opposite of what it was intended to be shed for. But Martin Luther King Jr. understood, hey, listen, if they beat us, it's redemptive. Emmett Till, if anybody knows who Emmett Till was. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. There's a lot of background into this. I'm using this as an example. I understand the whole movement, what's happened with it, how it started, how it was infiltrated, different ways like that. But the point is when somebody died, America rose up, didn't they? When America saw the suffering of blacks and Negroes in the South, some of it was fabricated, yes. Again, I'm not stupid on this topic, but when they saw that, America said, what? In our own yard? This won't stand. It was redemptive. When you stand up and you're persecuted in a group of people, guess who's going to stand up right along with you? Has anybody ever watched Pilgrim's Progress? Do you remember when Pilgrim's friend Faithful, yes, Faithful, was martyred? It caused another person in that town to stand up who was hopeful that then accompanied Pilgrim on his journey. So when you do those things, just like the Apostle Paul says, it makes others bold. Sometimes we're going to suffer for it. The purpose of government in the Declaration of Independence says that there is a creator. He's given us unalienable rights. Remember, there is a God. Let's say it. There is a God. Our rights come from him. And what's the purpose of government? To secure these rights. To secure God-given rights. Right in the Declaration of Independence. You'll never have a problem talking to an atheist again about these documents. Not because you want to prove him wrong, but because you love him in truth. And you want to say, look, bud, if there is no God, you have no rights. The only reason we have the little bit of liberty that we have left in this country right now is because of this very purpose. So if we can do away with God, which is what comes next. I don't have that yet. I'm going to get to that. There's organic laws of the United States. What does organic mean? Does anybody know? Like no herbicides and pesticides, dude. Natural? Okay. What else? You had your hand raised. Natural? Okay. Well, organic means it's where it starts. It's right down there in the soil. Again, I don't have a college degree. That's probably not in the Webster's 1828. It's the way I understand it. It's what started it. The Declaration of Independence, of course. That was the document saying, we declare we are independent. Right away, they came up with a document called the Articles of Confederation. And then there was the Northwest Ordinance, because we were settling out. Somebody was talking on this yesterday. I think it was David, yes. The Northwest Ordinance came along, and the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Those are the four organic laws that are recognized in America. In other words, these are the law. Remember, law is the foundation of society. Well, Article 3 of the Northwest Ordinance says, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall ever be encouraged. Right here it says, religion and morality shall be encouraged in schools. What are they speaking of? All schools. Not all schools except public schools. Not all schools unless you pay a little extra. Then you can learn about God. All schools. This is the NEA. Has anybody heard of them? I'm going to read this statement to you guys, and you guys are going to love the NEA. They said, if the study of the Bible is to be excluded from all state schools, public schools, as we understand it now, if the inculcation of the principles of Christianity is to have no place in the daily program, is Christianity in the daily program of schools today? If the worship of God is to form no part of the general exercise of these public elementary schools, little kids, teaching them the Ten Commandments, things like that, then the good of the state would be better served by restoring all schools to what? I like the NEA, don't you? That was awesome! The problem is that was in 1892. This is how it started. I used to have a sweet van. It was black, smoked out windows. This was when I was cool. Now I drive a minivan. But it had rims, 20-inch rims. I was balling. It was sweet. But I noticed my rims started flaking and getting corroded. And this is what the flesh does. The Bible says it. What happens is it starts to corrupt and corrode. The flesh corrupts, right? Sometimes we need to sow into the Spirit. Every time I washed that van, the guy said, dude, you got to wipe the rims. I'm like, what a pain in the butt, man. Why would I want to do that? Because you have valuable rims. You don't have to do that with normal rims. And our youth are the most valuable. So unless we're buffing those rims after every single wash, guess what happens? It corrupts and it corrodes. And that's what's happened in the public school system over 120 years later. College models, this is how Harvard was started. See, this kind of knowledge is going to get you up. Again, remember what I said. Whenever you engage in quote-unquote debate, there really is no debate. God's right. God said it. That settles it. There's no debate. And act like that, too. Don't act like you've got to intellectually stimulate somebody. No, God's word is the truth. You and I, we're just discussing it. He's already said it. He's the authority. I love that lady, that lady from Saturday Night Live. What's her name? She's a Christian now. Oh, for crying out loud. Victoria Jackson. I was just with her not too long ago, and somebody said, so what do you think about gay marriage?
Well, listen.
That's kind of how she talks. She's so funny.
If you got a problem with it, talk to God. He's the one who created marriage.
What are you going to say there?
Well, you know, you might not be healthy.
So? There's plenty of things that aren't healthy in the world. Well, there's no debate on it. Talk to God. Harvard's original motto was truth for Christ and the church. Harvard. Did anybody of you guys know that? Harvard Law School, where we get all this twisted law theory? Princeton, cursed be all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ. These are their mottos. Now, I could go on and on and on. Most schools in the beginning of our founder actually trained ministers of the gospel. State religious requirements. People say, well, there's no religious test in the Constitution. Again, I'm equipping you for certain reasons. I'm giving you certain PowerPoints so you can stand and you can contend for the faith, because Paul said to contend. How many of you contended for the faith recently? Awesome. I love watching David contend. So I've got two people raise their hands. Think to yourself. I'm not anymore going to ask you guys to raise your hands. When I ask you a question, I want you to think it in your mind, because frankly, I don't care if you raise your hand. I'm probably not going to see you again the rest of our lives, but God sees all things. Contend for the faith is what Paul said. In other words, do you see an evil or an injustice? Do something about it. State religious requirements. Did you know that in the United States Constitution, there's no religious test? They said that for a reason. There was multitudes of religions in America. And yes, I said religions. Do you know what the word religion meant? It even meant it when I went to school. I lived in a town. The bishop lived on one side. The Wisconsin Synod of Lutherans had a huge college. And they're both on the bluff of a hill. It was really cool. It was like the power. And then there was those crazy Baptists that were down there, and there's even some Pentecostals that met in the church of the Presbyterians during the morning time. That was my understanding of religion. We were all different religions. What religion are you? Oh, I'm Lutheran. How about you? Oh, I'm Catholic. Well, that's what it meant to the founders, too. Different religions, different sects of the Christian religion. Because all the states were different, the federal government said, listen, we're not going to sanction one particular religion, as in one Christian religion, not Muslim or Buddhism or Zen or whatever all that other goofy stuff is. Massachusetts said all persons elected must make and subscribe the following declaration. I do declare that I believe the Christian religion and have a firm reliance on its truth. What did they say there? What religion were they talking about? Oh, no whiteboard. In order to serve in public office, you had to be a member of a church, essentially. Okay? And then in order to serve, that's the requirement to serve in the state. In order to serve in the federal office, typically you had to serve in the state legislature. So what they said there is if the states require it, why would we need to? The only way a guy's going to get into federal office is if he's already worked up through the state offices. There was no need for that. North Carolina said, no person shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion. Guys, there is churches in your country right now that don't even require this for church membership. Churches. Does this concern anybody? Now, Christ gave the parable of the sower. Do you guys remember that? I loved it. Whenever Christ saw a big crowd, let's consider that we're a big crowd here. Whenever he saw a big crowd, you know what he'd always do? Hey, sweet, let's sign them up. Let's make them members. Let's make them part of our army. Every time Christ saw a crowd, you can read it. Find it in Scripture. I had to study this because that's what I do. When people tell me something like, that's not right, I look it up, just like the Bereans did. He turned around and he said something to them that would offend them and cause that crowd to shrink. Because he wasn't interested in big crowds, was he? How many apostles was there? How much leaven does it take to leaven a loaf of bread? A little bit, but affects that whole loaf, doesn't it? So in the parable of the sower, he says, that seed, picture me right now, I'm planting seed. That's what I'm doing. All of your speakers today were planting seed. Some falls on the path. Those are usually kind of like, where am I? What am I doing today? Some falls on good ground. It brings forth 30, 60, and 100 fold. Some falls on rocks, the cares of the world. See, right after this, right after you hear the gospel message, the enemy's always right there to grab it again. Cares of the world, what could that be? I'll go get my nails done. Oh, do you like my new skirt? Notice how skirts keep getting higher and higher and higher. Immodesty. Oh, how does my hair look today? I'm going to go get it frosted and colored. It's going to look so cute for Jesus. He's not concerned about that. I think you should look good. Don't get me wrong. How about my friends? How about my video games? How many of you guys play video games? So there is time wasted in this room. Seriously, guys, think about this. Just think about it. I won't let my kids do it. I let them play it once in a while at other places, but we don't play video games. We don't do it. I don't have TV in my house.
That's weird.
No, it's not weird. I got a job to do. I'm accountable to my Christ who died for me. What am I doing for him? Some of that seed falls on that rocky ground. It springs up. Then it gets choked, doesn't it? How many of you guys have experienced that? Don't raise your hand. How many of you experienced that where that word inside of you gets choked? I'm not as on fire as I was last year. Man, after camp, it works for about 2 weeks, but then cry out to God for that stuff. My whole life was a struggle for 1 year to get rid of all my bad stuff. I struggled and struggled and struggled. Friends of mine struggled for a little bit, and then they gave in. Well, I guess God didn't want to take that from me. Baloney. It's work, and it ain't easy, but if you really love, you'll go to the end with it. American Political Writings. Now, you guys have all heard this. I was kind of shocked when I read this, and there's debate around this. And again, I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that during the foundation of this country, the things that our founders discussed when ratifying the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, they were studying a lot of things. So they went back to study scientifically through a scientific method. They whittled this down to 916 items that were during the foundations of our country, whether they're political sermons, whether they're newspaper articles, whether they're debate things. They studied them out, and they found that 34% of all citations, when they referenced something and said, here is the authority for what we're saying in this part of the Declaration of Independence, this part of the Constitution, 34% were taken from the what? The Bible. Is there any reason why tyrants wouldn't want to attack the Bible or rewrite the Bible or make a new translation of the Bible? Because that's your authority. How many of you read your Bible every day? Don't raise your hand. How many of you eat every day? Okay, you can raise your hand. Some of you more than others. And that's okay. You eat every day. Why? Because if you don't, you die. So some of you in here that don't read your Bible every day are actually spiritually dead. I'm talking to a spiritually dead person. Now, Christ can revive you and make you alive, just like stinky Lazarus. But you got to read his word. It makes no sense. If I'm married to somebody, Ricky, you've been married for how many years? 41 years! You talk to your husband every day? It's a good idea, isn't it? Could you imagine if she said, I've been married for 41 years, and I haven't talked to my husband once? Some people probably say, that's probably why you're still married. But think about that. That'd be a ridiculous marriage. We're married to Christ. Just think about these things, guys. I hope they're convicting. Because remember, you're spoiled. You're spoiled. Mommy and Daddy can't get you into heaven. 34% came from the Bible. 8.3% came from a devout Catholic, Baron Charles Montesquieu. Sir William Blackstone, I could go on. These guys defended Christianity to the utmost. Some people say they were humanists. Some people say they were Enlightenment thinkers that didn't acknowledge the Bible. Know all of them. They would write treatises on it. I can't expound many of these, but what I'm giving you the point is what do you think they were talking about when they made these documents, the Constitution? What do you think it was influenced by? obviously the Bible, and Christian thinking. George Washington said, our first president, all dispensations and habits which lead to political prosperity. What is the key? Religion and morality are indispensable supports. Now think about this. If we took out the pillars on this building, the roof would what? When Samson was blinded because his sin deceived him and took out his eyes, it made him spiritually blind. Just like I was talking about, some of you are spiritually dead because you don't read. You don't know. Just because you go to church doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you're standing in a garage, are you a car? No. You typically put cars in garages, but just because you're standing there does not make you one. So what did Samson ask to be put by when he was blind? As the Philistines were mocking him and mocking God, and God is not mocked. Woohoo! Glory! I love that part. God is not mocked. What did he ask to be put by? The pillars. Why? That's right. And George Washington knew that too. Now listen to this. He said you can't even be a patriot if you don't promote Christianity. In vain would that man claim tribute to patriotism who had labored to subvert these great pillars. Crazy. You can't be a patriot.
You're saying I can't love my country unless I love God?
Yeah. Because let's think about it. The only thing that a person loves in their country, if they don't love God, is what? What they're getting from it. That's what people do when they hire prostitutes. That's what people do when they use the grace of God as an escape for the flesh. Separation of church and state. I'm going to rattle through these really quick. Why am I giving you all this information? Okay, here's the big picture. Because I want you to go into culture and I want you to do battle. We start American clubs on high school campuses. We start them in Christian campuses. How many of you play sports in a public school campus, maybe? So you know a teacher, maybe there. You know a coach. So you guys can start these camps and these campuses. On a campus, I'm going to get to that. But I just want you to know I'm giving you these bullet items to realize, listen, it's on your side. And it gets even better than that, too. Because like David Whitney said, we're old guys. Nobody listens to us. But they'll listen to you. Laws of nature and nature's God. This is the Declaration of Independence. Look at what it refers to. We're endowed by our Creator. Who's that talking about? Buddha? I know. Hare Krishna. No? Muhammad? The Supreme Judge of the world. Who are they talking about? Appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world. They were depending upon the God of heaven and earth, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance upon the protection of who? Divine providences. Why do we have chaplains and army? Because we know we need God. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay cited Jeremiah 17:9 for the separation of powers. Separation of powers into three branches. Why do we separate powers? Because the heart of a man is wicked and deceitful. They said it. It doesn't take much to go back there and find that, so we need to separate those powers. Otherwise, those people who are in government, who are also man, can get evil and wicked. And then use their power against us. Ta-da! Which is where we are today. Deuteronomy 17:5. Where should our president be a natural-born citizen? It says, Moses commands the children of Israel, take a brother from among you. Why? Shouldn't we take, like, the leader of Saudi Arabia and make him president? I mean, come on, guys. Work with me. Why not? Do you think he's going to love you? No. He's going to work against you. Should we take a Muslim and put him in the White House? You guys are catching on. Article 3, Section 3, the Constitution provision regarding witness and capital punishment. Can you kill people? Can somebody get the death penalty with one witness? No, two. Why? Because it says in the Bible. And they figured, hey, God knows all about this stuff. We don't need to refigure it out unless we're trying to modify. Article 2, Section 3. Your whole family can't be punished for the crime of one of its members. If your dad commits a crime, bro, what's your name with the hat on? Ben? Did you say Ben? Okay, Ben, if your dad commits a crime, you can't be punished for that crime. That's right. You know why? Because Ezekiel 18:20 says, and in this country you can't be. Go outside of this country, try it out. Remember, guys, we're spoiled. Apply any of these things outside of this country. I'd like to find a country close to this, except for maybe parts of it in England. Of course, that's where we came from. But not so much anymore, huh, David? I guess it's all in the museums. Should be in place. Separation of church and state refers to the blessings of liberty right in the Constitution. Have you ever heard the National Atheist Society say, hey, man, how you doing today? Oh, I'm blessed. When we say blessed, that was a joke. Come on, man. Of course they don't say we're blessed, because where do blessings come from? They come from God. We said it in the Constitution. Subscription clause, Article 6, in the year of our Lord. Who are they talking about? Well, we can find it by the date. Did you know the French actually rewrote that? They tried to take Christ's birth as not the beginning of the new time. There's Jewish culture trying to do that too. But in 1789, we acknowledged in the year of our Lord was Jesus Christ. Accepting on Sundays. Why? Because the atheists take Sundays off? No. Because Sunday is the Sabbath. Again, these are biblical references in the Constitution. An oath. Who do we swear an oath to? Who do we swear an oath to? Why do people take oaths? Anybody? That's right. They're accountable to God. Why would we want that? Because it's easy for me to lie to you. Who knows? I could be lying to you guys about everything I've said here today. But the way that you'll know that I'm not is by going back to the source. But the point is, a witness or somebody who claims to speak a truth could be lying to you. A politician could be lying to you. But if he takes an oath before God and he fears God, is he going to lie to you? John Adams said he fears future rewards and punishments more than anything. That's why his conduct was so upright and why he was so stern and ornery and sometimes mean for the truth. Several of our founders, I meant mean in a good way. In other words, he wasn't like overly polite. He wasn't making sure you feel good. Is anybody offended in here? He wasn't like that. He was more worried about offending his God. Several of our founders cited Exodus 18:21 as the basis for republicanism. That was how we choose our leaders. Ezra 7:24 for a tax exemption for churches. Separation of church and state. Noah Webster said, anybody heard of the guy? This is the guy who wrote the Webster's Dictionary. We all know what that is, right? You guys have read that? The Christian religion must be the basis of any government. It's the most important thing. The guy who gave us our dictionary. Creation versus evolution. They teach evolution in public schools. How many of you are kind of familiar with the topic? I encourage you to get a little bit familiar. I buy these DVDs. We're just at Ken Ham's museum. As a matter of fact, he gave me a tour of his whole facility. We got to sit in his truck and drive around it. It was awesome. Of course, on no merit of my own, my boss, Michael Prutka, gave him a dinosaur. That's a good way to get a tour. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. We didn't evolve equal. If we did, let's just say creation, okay? This is important for you guys to understand this. Because you've got to be countering people because we're doing war. You know what I love? When people say, well, I'm just being a good Christian witness. They don't open their mouth. Now, how many of you would like a telemarker that didn't open their mouth? He would get fired. Why? For uselessness. Didn't Christ, you know, there's always that scripture verse. Well, St. Francis of Assisi said to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and if you have to, use words. That's true. I shouldn't mock him that way, because I'm not trying to. But the point is, people will say that and say, well, I don't have to tell people about Jesus. I just have to wear nice clothes and wear my Christian shirt. That wasn't good enough for me in school. See, what happened is all the Christians, I influenced them. I brought them to parties. I got them to drink. I got them girlfriends and stuff like that. I'm only using that as just an analogy, guys. I'm embarrassed and ashamed of all that garbage and junk. But then I became a Christian. You know what? I didn't know they were Christians. I was influencing them. I became a Christian. And one of my friends came up to me and said, hey, Jake, I heard you're a Christian. And I said, well, yeah. And he's like, oh, praise God, brother. I was praying for you the whole time. And all went back into my mind, the parties that I was at with him. Staying overnight at his house multiple times, him never breaking out a Bible, praying, or asking me anything. Guys, don't let your friends say that about you. They should know. They should know. Remember, we're the watchmen on the wall, aren't we? We should be warning. Creation says we're created equal. We're created with natural rights. That's pretty easy, pretty understandable. My little 5-year-old son can understand that. Evolution says certain people have evolved more than others, and those people are superior to others. That's called racism. If there is such a thing, racism. Why? Well, because blacks and Jews obviously aren't as good as us white folks. We're all white in here pretty much, right? So that means we'd be on top. Evolution is racism. So when your friend says to you, well, I believe, you know, the scientists tell us about evolution. You say to him, I didn't know you were racist. What? I'm not a racist. Well, yeah, you are if you believe in evolution. Well, how can you say that? Well, because there's no explanation for when a person has evolved enough to receive his rights. Doesn't that make sense? So you can counter them on these things. It's important you do it. There's two views. Evolution. It's the pagan view. The state is the divine. The government gives you your rights, takes care of your rights, cradle to grave. They provide health care for you. They provide Social Security retirement for you. That means that their authority is unlimited, because if they're God, their authority is unlimited. This leads to state worship. It's idolatry. See, our founders had an issue with serving a king other than King Jesus. That's why John Adams said, no king but King Jesus. Biblical view is the state is divinely ordained. Remember, he's the minister of God, it says in Romans. This leads to limited authority, leads to patriotism, and results in a republic. I like the police officers when they're doing their job. I like government officials when they're guarding the borders. That's good. I love it. Public prayer. This is how many times prayer was made public by Congress. Multiple times. No separation of church and state here in the idea that they understand it. Public prayer, yeah, we must run through that. The Bill of Rights, no person shall be deprived of what? See, I love this. I would go into public schools. As a matter of fact, I got put on Yahoo News for saying this and got like 100,000 views to a YouTube clip I did talking to public school students. Because we were talking about music and the power and influence of music and how all these rappers and rockers talk about death and killing. And I say, well, guys, just so you know, it's illegal to kill. And the kids are like, really? No, I'm just kidding. They were actually smart. They knew it was wrong. But this is why! Here's Article 5. You can't be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And the Declaration of Independence says that our Creator, we were born with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life. And then I say to them, do you know what infanticide is? Because one of the bands talks about killing babies after they're born is what they're referring to. And I say, here's a picture of it. And I show a picture of an abortion. Every single face in the room goes, oh. And I say, just so you know, because you're not told this, you're taught it's just tissue and stuff like that, and it's birth control. You can go out and have an abortion. There's what it is. I don't have that picture in here right now because you guys know what it is. But I've had teachers even say, I was pro-choice until now. But I can point back to the Declaration of Independence and say, abortion is illegal, isn't it, guys? This is what it says and this is what they do. What do you think? Kids are like, no, that's wrong, man. That is wrong. See, your friends would say the same thing. I'm saying friends that are outside of Christianity or people that you know or acquaintances. I have gospel tracts. I've handed them out all over this camp. Not in here with all of us, but to all the guards on the way in at the roller skating rink. Did anybody give the gospel to any of those two that were working it? Did it even occur in your mind that they are going to perish someday and meet their Creator and they may not know Christ? That's why I'm saying we're spoiled in here. I gave them gospel tracts. That doesn't make me better. It was just something that I thought. That's the Holy Ghost when He's alive in you, because I know I'm nothing but pathetic mud. I pass these out all the time because I want somebody to at least get a witness here. See, your friends are going to say the same thing. They will change if they can just get that knowledge that you're getting right now. We're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. So what are rights? A right is something you have the freedom to exercise. Do I have the freedom to jump up with a gun and spray and kill everybody in here? Of course not, because that's breaking the law. Freedom is found in the confines of the law. On a road, where do you want to drive? On the shoulder? No, that's why they got those bumps there. Has anybody ever hit those bumps? That's saying, dummy, move over. That's I'm talking to myself. I'm not that good of a driver. A right is something you have the freedom to exercise. You do not have the freedom to break the law. So when they say it's okay to abort a baby, when they say it's okay for two men to do something they call marriage, it's illegal. That's why when girls get up on stage and rip off their clothes, and that's considered freedom of expression to the music you listen to. How many of you listen to secular music in here? I do want to raise the hands here, because if you do that, you should be proud about it. Secular music. Anybody? Good for you guys. Man, that was a tough one for me to break. Way to go. You don't have the freedom to break the law. Freedom is only found in the confines of law. And if it is against the law of nature, and nature is God, you don't have the freedom to do it. So when somebody says, I have the freedom of speech, I can curse and swear, no, you don't. You don't have the freedom to blaspheme, take the Lord's name in vain. As a matter of fact, you used to be fined for that. You could be thrown in jail for blaspheming God. Those are still on the books. John Adams said, states, my dear sir, and I'm telling you guys this, may plan and speculate for liberty. We can come up with plans and concoct all of our plans. We can do it here in this room today, which we are doing it, and we should be. But he said, it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. Did you know that there's been countries that have literally copied our Constitution word for word and applied it in their countries? But they failed. Same constitution, same thing, but it failed. Why would it fail? Because in our country, the church was doing its job. Patrick Henry said the great pillars of all government and social life are virtue and morality. Remember, give me liberty or give me death? 3 minutes? Oh, 0 minutes? Holy smokes, I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Oh, okay. Just take a look at this woman, and I want to end with this. And I'm so sorry for going over this. Why is this woman laying in front of this grave right here? It's her husband, probably. Okay, now remember I was telling you we're spoiled. I don't say that to pick on us, but let's think about it. What is repentance? Acknowledging our wrong so we can turn to Christ. Her husband died doing what? Defending the Constitution. Or so that's what the public would have you believe, and I'm not going to debate that right now. Pastor Whitney said it before. World War II was the last declared war. It was the last right one. Right now, our boys are being butchered and murdered. For what? Do you know why they're being butchered and murdered? I don't blame those soldiers. Now, granted, they take an oath, and they are responsible. Who is the government? They're over there doing this, and I love it when people like, well, they shouldn't be over there. It's carrying out New World Order stuff and blah, 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 blah. Okay, good. So you've just shucked your responsibility. Why in the world are they over there in the first place? Because you're not doing your job here. Start doing your job here, and then tell me about New World Order and all this other garbage. When we can't witness to our neighbor, when we can't go to a skate park, I hope now you guys come get some gospel tracts or talk to somebody when we go go-karting. Because Jesus didn't save you to go go-karting. Can we go go-karting? Yes. Is it cool to do it? Yes. Is it good to have pleasure? Yes. But what is our purpose? We lose track of that. It's called idolatry. This woman does not get another opportunity to see her husband because he died and perished. For a government system and regime that is doing this to our boys all day long, I know it because I know people very high up in military that have told me this and that are whistleblowers for it. And I represent two parents right now, Billy and Karen Vaughn, whose son was died in extortion 17 in a helicopter crash that was put up to it because we're using our special forces as a political manipulation to make people rich and to get power and to ultimately destroy America. So think about this before we go out and have fun and we don't open our mouths and do our duty. Think about her. She doesn't even get an opportunity to do it. That's not an emotional plea, guys. That's the reality. I don't want you to get emotional with me today because tomorrow your emotions will be gone and then it's going to be down to principle again. If we have no principle, we're not going to go anywhere. So there's our Facebook, our YouTube, our Twitter. This is our website, and I want to show you this because you guys are going to want to scan the website. We produce columns every single week. We have columnists. I've published high school columnists. High school columnists. You guys can write columns. I want you to. Submit them to us so we can get them out there because your voice needs to be heard. I can get them published all over the country if that's what you're interested in. You're going to leave here with no excuse today. Second Club, America's Founders, read about our founders. On our website, you can read about them. We put a bio of each of them all the time, what they went through, their hardships, their toils. They didn't have video games. They didn't have cell phones. Many of them didn't have warm showers. Courses, American Clubs. This is another big one. I want to bring you here, and then it's over. This American Club is what we should be starting all over the country. These are clubs that can start on a public high school. All you need, there's an example of an American Club event that we just did with some students. Sorry. These can be started on schools and on school campuses. See how young some of those kids are? That kid was 12. He was amazing. You guys are amazing too. And that's why we're here. You get a teacher sponsor. They can help you start it. You get a classroom. You can Skype in national speakers. I'm sure Tom would be willing to talk to any public school across this nation. If he can fly there, great. If he doesn't have the money to do that, we can Skype him in to talk to students. This is one of the students in a public school. Guys, it's time to get busy. And Father, I thank you for your blessing upon this word. And I thank you in Jesus' name that you would spark at least one heart here, Lord. Maybe two. Maybe the whole room, Father. I thank you that you keep our feet on the path, Lord, of righteousness, goodness, and for the cause, Lord, of Christ in Jesus' name. May we not be ashamed. And Father, I thank you that you've equipped us to do battle. And battle we must. And I thank you that the reality of your word is in our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that you keep us all. To equip us all, that you give us the grace, Father. And when the enemy curses, I thank you that you bless thou. And when he rises, let him be ashamed. But let thy servant rejoice, for thou defendest him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Again, that was Jake McCauley from the Institute on the Constitution. That is a presentation given at Camp American. We would love to have you at Camp American this year. You can find out more at www.campamerican.com. That's www.campamerican.com. Or you can go to our website, the Institute for Principled Policy. We will have some advertising up for that. That is www.principledpolicy.com. That's www.principledpolicy.com. And we would be, again, we would love to have you, children 12 and up. And that includes, when I say up, I mean up through adult. We do have adult campers. We have adults who come as volunteers. We have adults who come as counselors and guardians and general helpers. And so if you would like to be involved in that, Again, www.campamerican.com. That's it for this week. Join us again next week for another Principles and Policies.